Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here, and in this quick hit video, I'm going to introduce you to a cool new feature in ASP.NET 4 for disabled fields. So to get started, let's go ahead and create a new project. We'll choose the standard ASP.NET web application template. And here in our default.aspx page, let's go ahead and hop into design mode. And here I'm going to add a text box and a couple of buttons. So let's scroll down in the Visual Studio Toolbox and find our text box. Drop one of those in the page. Let's get rid of some of our default content. And then here down at the bottom, let's add two buttons. And this first button is going to be our enable button. And the second button is going to be our disable button. So we'll call it button disable. And we'll call the first one button enable. And here in our text box, let's add some default value. This control is, and we'll leave the state in question at this point. Now, let's go ahead and generate a click event handler for the enable button. Let's do it also for the disable button. Here in the enabled event handler, we'll go ahead and enable our control. So let's say textbox1.text equal this control is enabled. And in the disable box, we'll say this control is disabled. And we'll also set the actual state. So let's say enabled equal true and enabled equal false. All right, let's go ahead and run this just as it exists right now. And we'll see what the default behavior has been. And then we'll show you the new feature. So we'll have our text box, two controls. If I click on disable, notice the text is grayed, but the field stays the same. If I click on enable, it is re-enabled. Now, what I want to show you is there is a new default CSS class for the disabled state of an ASP.NET control. So if we go into the styles folder and open site.css, let's go down and I'm going to add an implementation of this default disabled style. So its name is ASP.NET disabled. And if we add some implementation here, let's say, oh, the background color, let's see, just for emphasis, let's say background color equal red. You probably wouldn't really use red, but and let's say the font style is italic, and let's add a border. So we'll say the border is 5 pixels solid and yellow. And let's change the text alignment from left to center. Okay, save that style sheet and rebuild. Now let's go ahead and run. And click on enable. Now if I click on disable, and we refresh so that we pick up a new style sheet, so we uncache that style sheet. Notice, enabled, disabled. So we're automatically picking up whatever style is assigned to this name, ASP.NET disabled. So pretty interesting way for you to distinguish the specific disabled state of the controls on your page, and it will apply to any control whose state is disabled. So just one more great feature of convenience that's new in ASP.NET 4.